Hello and good evening, folks. You're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. It is now 8 p.m. on this Sunday evening, so it's time for the Yellow Brick Road on CFRC Radio. Yellow Brick Road is CFRC's British and Irish music show. We bring you all the best in new music coming out of the UK, coming out of Ireland, and I'm your host, Rue, as always, bringing you the best new music. And I feel like we're going to dive straight in today because we've had some great new albums, great new releases, lots of surprising last minute kind of end of year releases as we gear up towards the end of the year, and pretty soon we'll be looking back at, you know, what 2025 has been like in music. And I feel like you can never start compiling your year-end lists too early, and you can you know, they'll never be complete either, because there's just always new music coming out, and some of it is stuff that we're going to be starting off this week with. So let's dive straight in. We'll be talking about the new releases. I'll tell you all about some shows that I've been to this week and shows that are coming up that, you know, if you're interested, are going to be happening, not just in and around town in Kingston, but, you know, specifically relevant to British and Irish music, what all music you can go and see. So let's talk about big albums first, and then I'll get you some new bands that you may never have heard of, but you should absolutely be listening to. So we've had a couple of big albums, some surprise albums, some that have long been announced. We're going to start off with some music by the rapper Dave, who at this point is one of the UK's biggest rappers. And he sort of has this reputation as kind of being, you know, the sort of golden boy of British rap, you know, who kind of tells the story of, you know, the boy that rose up from hardship and all that, ever since he put out his debut album as a 19-year-old back in 2017. It's just been up, up and up for Dave. And yeah, he's really got the sort of the clean boy image. And he's maybe reflecting a bit on his life on his new album that's just come out, which is called The Boy Who Played the Harp. It's a reflective piece of work. He's turning 27 this year, you know, looking back on his life, and he's brought in a few collaborators and stuff too. There are songs on this album, like Chapter 16, where, you know, you really just feel that you've been let into Dave's world, you know. So he's sitting down with an icon and hero of his, the rapper Kano, and it's almost like, you know, you're sitting around this dinner table with them. You're the fly on the wall as they're having a very, very casual, conversational little chat around the dinner table for a Wagyu steak. It's very confessional, you know, it's building bridges, it's being very open about his life, his insecurities and all that kind of stuff. The album as a whole, produced by James Blake, who brings these very subtle, you know, pianos and keyboards on the production. Very subtle production, very subtle pianos and all that. And it really suits this album as almost, you know, sort of being lounge music that sits behind a very reflective, almost diary entry piece, but almost two camera confessional. And the album also has a few really strong female focuses, like the song Fairchild that I'm going to be playing for us, which is a bit of a heavier one, so a little bit of a content warning on there. You know, some themes of sexual assault do come up on it, so watch out for that. But you know, it is something that a lot of women go through in their day-to-day lives, and Dave brings on the rapper Nicole Black on this to kind of provide her perspective on it. And it sort of reflects on no phone parties, which are very one-sided no phone parties, really, where there are these stars of the show who are all men, who host these parties, and the women and the girls that attend are the only ones who are not allowed to bring their phones. So there's this sort of power imbalance, and talks about like the safety of it. And Nicole, you know, she wraps the female perspective of it, bringing in you know, the dangers of it, talking about, like, you know, walking home at night with her keys through her hand, and, you know, always looking over her shoulder and all that stuff, and how this is just a reality for a lot of women on a day-to-day. And so there's that little bit, but then towards the end, you know, she's rapping her verses, and then Dave comes back in and just echoes what she's saying, and it's really powerful, incredible statement, really, you know, where he's sort of looking at it from her perspective, and he's sort of almost like exploring and reflecting on his own complicity, you know, in places where he may have looked away, he may have not understood, he may have dismissed something, you know, so it's a really, really good song. It is a bit heavy, though. I will put a content warning on that, so watch out. But it is a genuinely good album. It's a very genuine album as well. And it walks the line between a sort of self-awareness and self-importance to an extent as well. But I think that's always been something that's been there in Dave's discography, so you know what you're getting into. But by bringing in these other voices, these other collaborators, and you know, people who are bringing in their perspective and saying this in their own voices as opposed to just in Dave's, it kind of makes the album. And if you're unconvinced by that, then Dave's also addressed that on the song My 27th Birthday, kind of looking back on his own life. So it's a good album. We're going to be listening to the song Fairchild. Do go check out the rest of it. And the other album I have, another big one that's coming up for us right now, is one of the more surprise albums. So this one is Lily Allen, a return after, I think this is her first album since, I want to say 2011. So she's been quiet for a little while, but she, you know, surprise released, surprise announced the album West End Girl. It's a concept album of sorts. The concept is divorce, and it's about the very real breakdown of Lily Allen's marriage. The album was, you know, you can hear the spontaneity in it. You can hear that there's not been a lot of overthinking on this album. It was written in about 10 days. And like I said, it's her first album in over a decade. And, you know, somehow she has an even bigger audience now than she had back in the 2000s, which was sort of the peak of her career, because she's been a sort of presenter at the moment. So she does a show / podcast, I guess you can call it, on the BBC called Miss Me, that she hosted with Makita Oliver, who some of you might remember. She used to host pop music TV show Pop World with Simon Amstel, who went on to be more famous to do exactly that sort of thing on Nevermind the Buzzcocks. So, you know, all very much an institution of kind of Zero's pop culture, Zero's music culture. And Lily Allen was right in the thick of it. And she'd been doing this podcast called Miss Me with Makita. And it was a sort of conversation between friends, you know, that kind of chat show type of podcast. And in it, she had talked very openly about the fact that her marriage was an open marriage and everything. So in a lot of ways, her listeners, or the show's listeners, were already quite aware of, you know, Lily and her situation and her husband, and, you know, whether or not you want to. I guess they were also somewhat invested in it. So when the album came out, you know, it's had a huge reception since. It's also, as far as pop albums go, pop music goes, it's a really good album. It's playful, it's, you know, tongue-in-cheek in places, it's irreverent, it doesn't hold back, it's quite witty in parts too. And some of it is a bit too rude for radio. So there you go, classic Lily Allen. Some of the songs have generated a lot of press, you know, around the lore and the stories behind who's who in the changed names and aliases that have been used. A lot of talk about who this Madeline might be and all. But, you know, I'm going to just play us one of the really catchy songs on the album, Sleepwalking. And yeah, so if you're into a little bit of a throwback pop album with something that's very 2025, do go check out the rest of the album. It's called West End Girls. So those two, West End Girl, just the one, that's her. So those are the two albums we're going to be starting off with. Let's start off with Dave. We'll start off heavy, we'll get light, we'll come back and play some new music. This is Fairchild by Dave on CFRC Radio. Yeah.
She was 24. Last week told me something you can't be ready for. I am on the death of our innocence. I am on the death of her innocence. Let the henny pour. Some weeks ago she was in a cab. I felt sick to my stomach, cause when I listened back, driver was acting all forward. I should have drawn a line. She wasn't worried about it. It happens all the time. All the time, said it happens all the time. A little conversation, that's just all it is. Ask a couple questions and he'll call it quits. He ain't even have to ask her where she lives. She was headed to this venue with a couple friends, and I was working late, said I'd collect her in the party. And she got into this no phone party. You know the ones where guys have their phones and all the women there don't. I threw one of them last week, so I don't wanna speak. And when I think about this shit, it cuts deep. You see, Tamar, she like my little sis. So when I asked her to explain to me the story, she said this. I caught a vibe with a guy in there from the off, but something was off. Offered me pills and offered me shots and off of my head. Couldn't even say if I was sober or off of my head. I could have danced for days, wouldn't have been no surprise.
let's have a good night. They turn to have a good night when all the men start drinking, and then they feel entitled to more than opinions. You know how that goes, and men come to the girls like, let me get your snap in it, add me back in it. Again, what? What you doing after this? What you want? What's wrong? Why are you moving so stiff? Come back to the AP, what friend, what? Don't worry about her, you ain't her dad, that's long. I follow her home, call her a cab and what? I feel like I seen you before, what? You from Bex, you know Thames. Are you getting back to ends? And I ain't saying that's weird, but it kinda is. She busy throwing up, he's trying to take her to the crib, but that's the culture of the club, right? All games fair, and if she don't like it, why's she there? These times she just wanna go home. She don't wanna go alone with no battery on her phone, and all her friends are trying to stay. Cause they're going to somebody's after party in a house that's out of the way, and then she blacked out. She was gonna leave with him, but something fell off, and then she backed out. When I heard about the time she tried to make her home alone, she said,
"I arched for it. I got out the car. It's quiet, and I'm walking up this long hill. Faint sound, cold chills. I swear I just heard a familiar voice. Inside of the club, outside of the club. Was it that first cab? I swear I know the voice. Think fast, that's my only choice. He's coming up, I hear him running up. I ran and I tripped, I fell in a buckle. My belt in a buckle, my keys in my knuckles. He's grabbing my hair, I'm screaming to stop. I'm hitting him hard, it's turning him on. The burning's gone, my body is so cold. I'm frozen in fear, accepting my fate. His hands on my waist, I think that I threw my keys in his face. I ran and he chased, I stumbled on a group of three that were leaving. I ran towards them, didn't notice that my feet, they were bleeding. And that's when I called, praying that you'd be there recording. The only person that I know is up at 3 in the morning. I sound mad, but if you ain't a girl, I guess you don't know the feeling of watching what you wear, because you're worried about making it home. Walking with your phone to your ear and you ain't on the phone. Can't walk on the same side of the pavement alone. Everyone's a fucking good guy and they're making it known, but I'm just making it known that if you ain't a girl, I guess you don't know the feeling. Or checking the child lock, or seeing the air tag. A 5-minute walk home, feeling like 5 miles. Maybe if these people would police our cities where they police our bodies, then maybe now. Maybe every woman that I know wouldn't be stuck as well. Danger doesn't look like no killer in a mask. It looks like that flirty cab driver and guys that feel entitled cause you're standing in a section. Short-tempered men, the ones that struggle with rejection. I knew a girl called that was in so deep she thought violence was affection. I know some women wouldn't want a man's help because so many of them want the same reward for their protection. Danger doesn't look like no killer in a mask. It looks like that kid in the group chat that jokes about, and he won't ever stop because there's no one to correct him. And he might even do it because the system would protect him. Algorithm gonna find some people just like him. They hate women too, okay, yeah, okay, let's connect him. Homicidal, femicide, on that suggested. Somebody just asked you on a date, it was your dentist. He just went downstairs and got your number from reception. Used to be nice, said I remind him of his little girl. 2 weeks later, he wants a sexual connection. Danger doesn't look like no killer in a mask. Talking to women hunted down by the people they say reported to. Honestly, I wouldn't have the solitude or fortitude. Try and humanize you, she could be somebody's daughter. You, as if that's the reason that them fellas shouldn't slaughter you. God forbid that they offend the people you're belonging to. Objectify you just the way I do in every song. Tomorrow's never wrong. Can't trust guys, she never lied. No men aside, the femicide, the cat calls, the long stares, the kind words, the lines blurred. Call her out. Impersonator, who know a victim, don't know a perpetrator. Am I one of them, the men of the past? You catcalled, I spoke in the bars. I'm complicit, no better than you. I told stories of, yeah. Cause sit on the fence, that's hardly an option. You either part of the solution or part of the problem.
You won't leave me. course I'm hurt. Looking back, it's so absurd. Course I trusted you and took you at your word. Who said romance isn't dead? Been no romance since we wed. Why aren't we? Baby, yeah, that's what you said. But you let me think it was me in my head. And nothing to do with them girls in your bed. You don't stop talking. And I'm just sleepwalking. See your thoughts forming. Baby, stop it. It's 3 in the morning. And I don't know if you do it intentionally.
Sleepwalking, that was off her new album that's just come out, West End Girl, concept album about the breakdown of her marriage, and before that a much more heavier song from Dave's new album, The Boy Who Played the Harp. That was a song called Fairchild. And folks, just a reminder, as always, CFRC's funding drive is on. Like I've been telling you for the last couple of weeks, you know, the station, it's a campus and community station. It is entirely for, by, and funded by you, the listeners. You know, it's a very donations-led station, and I just think it's it plays an important part in various cultural communities in Kingston. You know, we are the heart of Kingston's music scene. We have bands coming in all the time. I can tell you, someone who used to host the CFRC live sessions for the last 2.5 years, that the live sessions is all about bringing in local artists. We get them in there. Often they'll be doing their first ever studio recordings for us. Many of them will be doing their first ever interviews for us. So it's a really foundational launch pad for, you know, emerging artists in the scene. And of course, you know, the kind of equipment that we're able to get artists to come in and record on is not exactly like home demo equipment. It's proper studio equipment, you know, the mics, the various interfaces and connectors and all sorts of things. Everything costs money, but we want to make sure that you have the best listening experience as listeners, and that, you know, musicians in our community have these opportunities. So whether it's on either side of the microphone, really, whether it's the musicians that we're talking to who go out on stage and perform, whether it's all local artists, local kind of, you know, radio hosts, journalists, whether it's music journalists or sports journalists or news reporters, CFRC has a really important part to play in, you know, in giving those first foundations to a lot of emerging next generation stars, really, in broadcast media, radio, music, arts, whatever. Some of you may have been keeping up with our sports coverage, actually, and may have seen that Jesse Bell's team went out there. The sports CFRC commentary team went out to Saskatchewan this week, to cover some of the games, and they were there for the win over the Mustangs and last week. And it's been a really, really good time for CFRC football as well. So all of that stuff put together, you know, I just think CFRC CFRC, you get a lot more out of it, honestly. And so if you think that you want to play a part in keeping the station going, you know, we've got merchandise that you can buy. You can make donations and give money through Queen's Giving. If you give money through Queen's Giving, I believe there are also ways for you to get, you know, receipts and stuff for your tax purposes and all. So do go check that out. All details are on cfrc.ca/donate. You can also, you know, get our merch and all of that. cfrc.ca/merchandise. Basically, it's all on our website. And we've also got, you know, places where you can come and hang with us. You can join us. We have an event coming up at the Grad Club on Tuesday on the 18th. It's a sort of drag brunch. It's with Tiffany Morgan, the incredible artist and performer. So do go check all of that out. It's all on our website. I think you should keep the station alive. And now I'm going to tell you about some new music, and we're going to go listen to it, okay? So we've got music coming up from Coffee Stone. He's an incredible artist from Birmingham, sort of rapper, musician, alternative R&B kind of sound. He's just put out a new album. It's called All the Flowers Have Bloomed. He says it's a story of victory, hustle, love, joy, and peace. It reflects everything I've faced on my journey, from the highs to the lows. I want the track list to feel like a journey in itself, taking you from the beginning right through to where I am today. And I'm going to play us one of the songs that's a highlight, standout, kind of from the middle of the album, really. So kind of catches you in the middle of his journey, and you can then go check out the rest of the album on his Bandcamp, which is Coffee Stone, spelled K-O-F-I, coffeestone.bandcamp.com. I'm going to play us the song Flowers Flow. Okay, it's a sort of, you know, the underdog story, and it goes really hard on the raps and on the lyrics over some laid back and beautiful pianos and some acidic R&B bass lines. So do go check that out. That was Coffee Stone, and then we're going to listen to some music by Lava LaRue, whose debut album, Starface, was last year one of my albums of 2024. And this is just a follow-up single. I believe it's standalone at the moment, but it's produced by Foster the People. I think both of them, Mark and Isom, have worked on it. And it's not the first time that Lava LaRue's collaborated on with them. There was another song of theirs called, I think, Angel, that they'd worked on together before. But this is just a sort of a single that they say was inspired by, they say, my adventures as a Londoner touring America. I'd land in a new city and instantly stay out all night and try and beat the jet lag. And it kind of, you know, touches on a slightly surreal feeling of being completely sober and still feeling so out of your head. So you can find their music at Lava LaRue, LavaLaRue.bandcamp.com. And then I've got some music from a band called Industry Standard, who have a new single called Clockin' Off. It's coming out in a couple of days' time, actually, on the 20th of November. But we've got a sort of preview for you on radio only. And you can find them at Industry Standard Band. Bandcamp.com. A little bit about them. They call their music part punk show, part absurdist carnival. Their Cuban-American figurehead, singer, lead front person, leads with a fearless charisma of an unhinged game show host. So there's something of a live act. It's a bit satirical, it's a bit spectacular, it's surreal, it's a bit unsettling. But they've got a new single, and that's the one we're going to be playing for you. It's called Clockin' Off. And then lastly for you, we've got some music from a band called Leap, who have an album out called Entropy. I'm going to play us a single called Wasting Your Time, which they've said is sort of kind of representative of their community. So it was about their guitarist, Keith Ledger, using the band, using Leap, to get over a breakup. They were out on tour, and they say there was something so special and magical about having the Leap community around to help get him out of his head. And they say that that's what Leap has become for all of them, you know. For them, for their fans, it's pure escapism. A bit of respite, a lot of love and support, a fatty slice of rock and roll, and you're sorted. You can find them at leaptheband.com. We're going to be listening to Wasting Light. Let's start off first with Coffee Stone. This is Flowers Flow on CFRC Radio.
Yeah. Back in the days, I was rapping away with a handful of rage, not a handful of grade. I was mad for my age. Them times, man didn't rave. How did you handle the hate? Straight. They tried closing the door, but the boy climbed over the gate. Them times I'll be home by four, then I will watch home and away. First had a hat full of waves, and I went back to the braids. Never got wrapped in a rave, never got jacked for my J's. I never got phased, I was trying to get paid. One bread tried back in a blade, but he wasn't on jack anyway. I was on track for the grades, nearly got trapped by a babes. Could have been rage, but the boy then wised up. Never wait for the day when your time's up. Now I run up on the stage and it light up, and there's nobody like us. Plus I'm moving righteous, when I'm supposed to be. They notice me, the hope that they hope to be. Independent, nobody was owning me. Couldn't care if the culture see, cause I'm culture. See, most high looking over me. They know the lead was never for the taking. Sitting debating, waiting, whether he's the greatest. They're still tying up laces, but I lap him in a racist. I was feeling an oasis, giving them a basis. Then I pull up in the dancing, see bare different faces. Badder than who? He ain't badder than me. I'm a badder MC. Badder than who? He ain't badder than me. I'm a badder MC. Badder than who? He ain't badder than me. I'm a badder MC. I know a bag of MCs that think that they're badder than me, but none of them badder than me. Lace the track with the rage that I'm bringing in. Straight to rap, never paid him a dividend. State the fact, it's a cage that we're living in. Break the back, never swayed, never giving in. Face the fact, it's a maze that we're living in. Hate the fact that the wage is a minimum. Face the fact, I'm a break, it was imminent. Break the raps and the way he delivered them. Mike fiddling, Mike spinning him. Mike triggering, hype, hype spinning him. Mike finishing, bright light spinning him. Guys digging him, why try sitting in? Eyes diligent, my time should have been last year, but the ride's still imminent. Try fitting in, no guys bringing him. Eyes glittering, I rhyme synonyms. Came with a backpack through the window, with a pad full of mad raps and a lingo. Aim for the fat stats cause I've been low, then a chain for the fat rap for your info. Ain't gonna step back when the wind blows, and I came with a jetpack on your tiptoes. Aim for the get back, I'ma win lows, I'ma brave for the setback, man, I think so. Oh dear, Stone's here, ain't gonna chat back when I go clear. Came for the mad stats and I won't share, got the cash in the backpack for the whole year. Oh yeah, oh yeah, you never got a reload, it was all air. Never got a free throw, it was all air. No long, I'ma go clear. Badder than who? You ain't badder than me. I'm a badder MC. Badder than who? You ain't badder than me. I'm a badder MC. Badder than who? You ain't badder than me. I'm a badder MC. I know a bag of MCs that think that they're badder than me. I was gonna kill him with a rhythm, so I kill him with a rhythm, so I tell him what they really wanna know. I was getting busy with a vision, but they didn't wanna listen, so I had to go and kill him with a flow. I was getting busy with a written, I had a feeling and a vision. I was in it, but they didn't wanna know. She was trying to fiddle with a fiddle, cause I kill him with a riddle. Let me tell him what they really wanna know. I was trying to figure what the thing is, and you know the funny thing is, I would kill it when I did it on my own. Give me 20 minutes and I'll bring it to the bone. I ain't got a limit, it's a lyric and a phone. A lot of people did it, never did it like Stone. I was getting bigger, but they figured that I won't. I ain't gonna talk, just blow. Let's go. Just give me my flowers. 10,000 hours. When life gets deep, gotta find my feet, cause I ain't no coward. I adapt, that's me, then attack, that's me. I was blessed with powers. I'ma stack that cheese, I'ma wrap that sleeve till the game was ours. Just give me my flowers. 10,000 hours. When life gets deep, gotta find my feet, cause I ain't no coward. I adapt, that's me, then attack, that's me. I was blessed with powers. I'ma stack that cheese, I'ma wrap that sleeve till the game was ours.
Deprivation of mind, I'm in.
brand new from Leap. That's a song called Waste Your Love. And they're a band with a pretty incredible story, so I'll tell you a little bit about them. But let me first just give you a little rundown of what you listen to if you're joining us midway through and we're wondering what we've just heard. Waste Your Love, a song from the album Entropy by Leap. We also heard some music from Coffee Stone at the start of this set. It's a wonderful R&B song called Flowers Flow from his album All the Flowers Have Bloomed. Just a kind of autobiographical story, really, the whole album. And Jetlagged by Lava LaRue, featuring Foster the People there, a new collaboration. I'll tell you a bit about this band, Leap. So they've been around in an older iteration. So this band has been around in this form since 2021. And they were formed by two really kind of childhood friends. So their frontman, Jackie Scott, and drummer Hector Cotton were born days apart in the same hospital. And they've been friends since they were very, very little. And the lineup was rounded out by their guitarist Adam Mason and bassist Declan Brown. And it's been a real roller coaster ride for them. So Jackie was in another band and they were signed by a major label and things were looking up for them. But then it all went really pear-shaped in his personal life. He had a bipolar episode that landed him in hospital for a while. And then he lost his father and the band got dropped from their label. And obviously at this kind of low point, he's wondering if he can ever turn his life around again and get back on his feet. So when he formed his next band, Leap, you know, he said that the name kind of comes from there. It's about giving yourself a second chance, trying to be brave. You just have to take that step forward. And the whole album, the concept of the album, the concept of the band, the community around them is just about this sort of rock and roll therapy. And that's what they see in the album Entropy. They say it serves as not only an introduction to their sound, but to their ultimate purpose. 11 songs on the album, they say it's bound by grief, hope, healing. It's a window into Jackie's life, but more importantly, he says, it's an invitation to join their family. So anyway, you can find their music at Leap of the Band. I think it's a pretty good album. Musically, it kind of skews towards, you know, energetic pop-punk, alt-rock. It's very Kerrang territory, and that's where I was reading a little bit about them, so I thought I'd tell you something about them. But staying in that realm, there's another band, this time not from England, but an American band that I want to tell you guys a little bit about because I went and I saw them last week. And I mentioned this on the show. They're called Pink Shift. They're from Baltimore in Maryland, and they're an incredible band just in the way that they've evolved over time. So it must have been maybe now 5 or 6 years ago that they started. And they've been releasing music for a little while, just a couple of singles and stuff. They had a single called I'm Gonna Tell My Therapist on You, which was a pretty big hit, you know, sort of classic, bit of hardcore pop punk. But then there was a bit of something else going on under the surface as well. And they really kind of explored that side of things. When they released their second album, there were a few EPs before that as well that were really worth going and listening to. They had an EP called Suraksha, which I think is one of the most beautiful artworks I've ever seen on an EP. And I'm really, really glad that when I went to the show, they did have that physically on vinyl, because that artwork is really worth going and checking out. So they bring in all these new influences on their second album, Earthkeeper, that just came out in October. And it's got a bit of hardcore on it. They've been listening to some more grunge, some more metal. Their singer Ashuta's learned how to scream all of a sudden, so they're doing like really screamo stuff. And the idea of the album really was one of kind of getting more comfortable in your own skin, dealing with the world around you, and kind of dealing with yourself as well. What she was saying about the album is that it's about a lot of hurt. And she was discovering, their singer Ash, discovering that a lot of self-hatred, she said, was placed upon her. And it was sort of about growing out of that. And, you know, being an American political pop-punk band as well, there's a lot of really interesting things going on that album, and it's incredible to see the way that it comes out live, because they are such an energetic band. They really know how to get a crowd going. I mean, Ashuta is pretty much always on the front row, you know, reaching out to the audience, leaning out to them, and she'd have little kind of speech segments in between a lot of the songs, and there was so much hope in what she was doing and in what the band were doing and in all the music as well. It's really kind of written into it. So it's, you know, rightfully rageful, but it's also, you know, finding community rallying everyone together, getting everybody, you know, a sort of sense of hope, a sense of optimism, a will to fight back in some ways, and, you know, just, you know, a lot of acceptance and stuff too. Some highlights, I think, from the show were the way that they do some of their songs live as well. So they're a three-piece in the studio, five-piece when they go out live, and they've got songs. They've got this song that starts off kind of talking about mass surveillance, but then it frames it as this kind of creepy thing where she says, like, they're watching you without your consent, and, you know, what are you going to do with this knowledge? So it just, like, rallies up the crowd. And it was interesting as well, where you see that questions don't always have straight answers, but it's more about, you know, getting the community together, finding out together. And at the same time, you know, you've got this crazy mosh pit going. There's so much energy in there, but there's also people hugging it out in the mosh pit. And, you know, she kind of left us at the end with the idea of a vision for something more, which I thought was really, really cool. So they're a really cool band, and they're on their way up. Do go see them if you can. They're on Bandcamp as well, so do go find that album, find that EP, because it is one of the most beautiful pieces of artwork I've ever seen. They're called Pink Shift. Do go check that out. It's all one word. But keeping on with this show, because I did play Pink Shift for you last week, so I'm going to leave you to go find the album on your own. I'm going to play us some new music from Connie Constance instead. She's been away for a little while. I think her last album was Miss Power. Her second album, if I'm not mistaken, came out in 2022. And since then, she's had a few collaborations here and there. She did a song with Mint, called Club Penguin, that the band we played last week, if you might remember. But this is her first single in a little while. It's a song called The Offering. And it's a slight stylistic change for her as well. She wrote the song, sort of co-wrote it, with a few artists, one of whom is London Grammar's Dan Rothman. And she's talking about the song, saying, this woman that I am, who comes with uncertainties, insecurities, strength, intellect sometimes, silliness more often, this is my offering. I will not preserve myself for anyone other than my own desires. And she says it's about being myself, allowing myself to be loud, messy, soft, unapologetically me. And again, you know, there's a little bit of, she says that only we can choose empathy, love, peace that we share with each other. And just, you know, about taking up that space of your own. Musically, I think it's a slight change for her. It's a slightly softer track. And in some ways, the production and the singing feel a little bit like Sam Fender to me, really. It's just an interesting change of direction, really, seeing, because last week we played an artist called Ona Mafalda, who also had a song that kind of reminded me a little bit of Sam Fender in the production and stuff. And it's all sort of by artists who don't necessarily have a very Sam Fender sound to them. So it's interesting to see as he becomes one of the biggest artists doing things with guitars in the alternative music space. Just interesting to see his influence permeate the indie music sphere. So all that's great. You can find Connie Constance on her Bandcamp page, conniconstance.bandcamp.com. We also got some music from the artist Artemis, who spells his name A-R-T-E-M-A-S. Artemis Diamandis, he's released his third mixtape. It's called Lovercore, and it's a darker sound. In the past, I think his sound has been somewhere between doom metal, Nine Inch Nails, and a dream pop sort of blend. And this, I don't know whether EPs are closer, whether mixtapes are closer to EPs or if they're closer to an album, but whatever it is, it feels a bit more R&B meets Depeche Mode meets, he says, sometimes vocals inspired by Robert Smith of The Cure. And you can hear that on some songs, like the Depeche Mode influence comes out on the song Vanish quite a bit. I'm going to be playing us that song. You can hear a bit of the Robert Smith vocals on songs like Eat Me Alive, and then, you know, it starts with all that, and then goes into a very Artemis-like touch. You may have heard a song of his if you're sort of in online spaces, called I Like the Way You Kiss Me, or if you're a listener of this show, you may have heard it a few months ago, because I saw him at Oceaga Festival earlier this year, and his live sound is quite different, actually, from how it sounds on the record, because he has a live band with him, and bets on the fact that his guitarist is also in a metal band somewhere, because it really brings this heavier, more raw touch to the sound. But that's kind of the sound of it. He's also listening, obviously, to a lot of metal and industrial adjacent music, because he's got singles like Southbound. That's been out for a little while, but it's on this mixtape, and it has much more of a Nine Inch Nails feel, like a bit of a closer feel to it. But he's coming back to Canada as well. He's going to be playing in Toronto this time, not Montreal. He's playing on the 7th of March at History, and it's a different experience, so, you know, go check out some live videos of him and see if that's maybe your style. But I'm going to be playing us the song Vanish, and you can find his music, details about tours and all of that, at ARTEM.AS, Artemis. And then some music from the New Eves. Now, you may have heard me talk about this band on the show before, because I absolutely love them. They are one of the, in the best way, craziest bands out there. You know, not a month after they released their debut album, The New Eve Is Rising, which was very, very well received, they followed it up with another single that was recorded, I think, or written. Like, they had some of the ideas for it around the time when they were looking for B-sides for some of their singles. And the idea just stuck around, but it was a very spontaneously recorded song, written with quite stream of consciousness lyrics. And what I love about the New Eves is that you can never tell what they will or won't do. Nothing is off the table with the New Eves. So this song, to the best of my understanding, is a philosophical stream of consciousness jam piece about whales. And they will do it. And they've done it. It's amazing. It's called Whale Station. They say most of it was recorded live off the floor. The song knew what it wanted to be, and we followed. They say we went all into nerd mode, very quickly made the lyrics for the song, and although it wasn't quite a song at the time, it was more of a spine of the song, it's come out now as a separate single, and you can find them at thenewEves.bandcamp.com. It is absolutely incredible, so let's listen to that first. This is Whale Station by The New Eves on CFRC Radio.
This planet is blue. This planet is blue. Someone else lives here too. Someone's coming out the water. Horses that went back and grew fins like it was nothing. And now they are swimming, and all of the sky fit into the sea. And now they are flying like it's nothing. Now they are singing. Don't look for meaning. Listen.
Heartbeat of a blue whale is 2 beats per minute when feeding. Whale milk, whale milk, whale milk. This is a mother free from guilt. This is a child who knew how to swim even before being born. Boats, cargo, war, vessels, mapping, supersonic boom crashing through their skulls with decibels no one in the West can imagine. Drowning out the humpback song and reason. Mapping, mapping, mapping the ocean floor, the territory. The colonial powers are alive and kicking beneath the waves. Alive and kicking on further shores. Water birds, water wings, water dragons. Pregnant planet, ocean belly. Whales got bigger brains and hearts than me. Whales got bigger brains and hearts than man. Words, 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 words. Whales got words for love that the English language cannot control. Today has a hole in it. Today has veins through it. Today has a hole in it. Today has veins through it. Black.
picking, feeling, feeding, loving, swimming, clicking, sleeping, and then it stops. This planet is blue. This planet is blue. Someone else lives here too. Pregnant planet. Ocean. Belly. Clicking. Feeling. Listen.
I do not want his love. I only want sex.
My new body. Looking for lessons, not admit that I am just unhappy. Some kind of sacrifice I should give, but I can get the moon to line with me. Hold my head up in my purpose. Say I'm a woman. Say I'm a woman. This is my offering.
Constance, that was her new song, The Offering. Welcome back, folks. You're still listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. We're coming up to 9 o'clock, the second part of this show, the last half hour of this show. We just heard some music from Connie Constance. We heard Artemis and the new Eves, who I just think, you know, for many reasons, are quickly becoming one of my favorite personalities in the music scene, an incredible band. There are some incredible things happening in the Canadian music scenes as well. I'm going to a couple of shows next week, and you might hear about some of this, as always, on the shows in the next couple of weeks. I'm going to go see a band called, and I think I can say this because we're close enough to 9 o'clock, they're called Piss, P-I-S-S. They are really blowing up. They've been, you know, they're a band from Vancouver, quite a bit more on the hardcore kind of side of things, very punk band, very DIY band. They've been blowing up around, I don't know how much press they've been receiving in Canada, but they went on their first European tour a little while ago, and they played a show at the Windmill in Rixton, which is sort of like the launching pad for a lot of artists that you've seen come out in sort of indie, alternative, rock, post-punk, in particular post-punk scenes, in and around London. And that show was one of the most highly rated and reviewed shows I've seen in recent years by a Canadian band going over there for the first time. So I'm very excited because they're back in Canada. They played a show just this week in Vancouver, and they're going to be in Toronto on this Thursday. They're going to be playing at the Houndstooth, and I think that show is selling pretty well, and we're going to be out there. So you might see something close to an interview or a live session coming from them. And so, you know, I'll have a lot more to tell you about them next week.